Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Hershuer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hershuer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Pendleton reaches second base with a double. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hershuer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pignatano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a line drive into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hershuer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker strikes out. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Pignatano to Hershuer, and Pendleton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershuer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil juggles the ball. That's an error on Neil. Aspromonte moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hare Schuer fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Aspromonte is safe. Aspromonte moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods-Hick bunts towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Hartman moves to second. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Temple. Jackson moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hare Schuer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Norm Larker. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Mahias moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing right field. Jim Pendleton now playing first base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Rick Hershuer. Jim Golden now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pendleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Elio Chacon now playing shortstop. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Golden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golden bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartman moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartman scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amalfitano. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Amalfitano steals second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Joe Christopher. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.